Welcome, everyone.
Hello, and welcome to December.
Yeah, happy December, the month of Christmas.
Cheer and wine.
And eggnog.
And presents.
And cookies.
Shopping.
Shopping. And advent calendars.
Oh my gosh, the advent calendars.
I love me advent calendar.
I love me a good advent calendar. Fantastic.
Bear. It's fantastic.
Love it.
So I'm Jacoby.
Oh, and I'm Heather.
And together we make a Jether. You're listening to Jether's Random Stuff. And today we're talking about all things Christmas because it's December and we're super, super excited.
Well, yeah, there's only 3 weeks.
I know.
Well, less than 3 weeks once people hear this.
We have to cram a lot of Christmassy shit into this 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Right? So you and I are both done with Christmas shopping, yes?
One item left, but I'm leaving it till the end. And it's that, they don't listen. The city passes I was getting from my sister's family. Because it's only good for a whole year.
Gotcha.
So it's in my cart. I just have to press buy.
Okay.
And it's done. But I want to give them as much of the whole year to use it.
Gotcha. Yeah, of course.
But that's it. So basically I'm done.
So yeah, we're done. It's wrapped, you know, under the tree.
Yeah, no.
Oh, yours isn't wrapped?
No.
Mine are wrapped.
My house is in turmoil.
That your house is in turmoil. Mm. Yes, I will give you that. I will give you, you know, a pass on
I'm
the wrapping
happy.
Because you
it will
know,
happen. It won't be too bad because it's all in bags.
Yeah. Oh man, I wrap so fast.
Couple things that won't fit in bags. Unfortunately, I'm going to get real effing creative with that wrap job.
Some of the stuff I didn't think would fit into a bag, I made it fit into a bag.
Jeff's gift's not fitting in a bag.
Yeah, no. That
it literally looks like a big club.
That one won't.
Or a huge hammer.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't understand why it's shaped like that. Like, it's like this long, huge, thick box, like, and then it all of a sudden it goes to a big box like this, all connected.
Oh, I have no idea why it's like that.
I know.
Very weird.
Well, it's not going to my house.
We did have a little snow last week, but... Not
it's
enough,
all gone
not enough to go sledding or anything. It wasn't very much.
You can't build a snowman.
You can't build a snowman. You have to have way more snow than that. So we're still trying to cross stuff off the bucket list.
I do love a good snowman.
Do you?
I love to make a big snowman.
Hey, well, you know what? We should do it together and videotape that shit.
After drinking.
That
would be the best time ever to try to build a snowman. I see us out there in shorts.
Out there, wine glasses.
They're wine glasses.
The snowman could be holding a wine glass.
And ours would be.
Yeah. There's an idea.
That's a good idea. We have Megan with us today.
Yeah. Say hi,
welcome,
Megan.
I've just been sitting here.
She's all
And she's adorable sitting there.
She's all wrapped up in her blankie. She's so excited because she just started the second trimester of her junior year at school.
Yeah.
And look at that face. That's an excited face right there.
Oh, I'm going to drink to that face.
Tell everyone how excited you are. Go ahead. Tell them.
She's shaking with anticipation. I can
see
it.
There's no words for the excitement that you feel right now.
I just wish that...
this could last longer. I know.
You wish you could stay in high school even longer?
I wish... You know what I'd rather do instead of stay in high school any longer?
What?
Be dead.
What? No.
Megan.
I would rather die, yeah.
Than be in high school?
Yeah.
You're so close to the finish.
Algebra's fun.
Algebra sucks.
Algebra's fun.
It's my first day and I hate it.
Algebra's fun.
Then you go to it.
Okay, accountant.
Yeah, accountant.
I love algebra.
Okay, boomer.
Next trimester, she gets to take accounting.
What?
So
why would she? Why would you take accounting? Kobe, you're gonna do her homework for?
I will help her, Heather, but I won't do it for her.
If I sneak it onto your desk at work, will you do it?
She's never gonna use it. She doesn't want to be an accountant.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You should still know the basic philosophy behind it.
I did. Okay? I only signed up to it so I could go to you and be like, "Hey, mom, guess what? I signed up for accounting. Are you proud of me?" I don't actually.
She just wanted to make you proud, Megan. I'm proud of you regardless if you take accounting or not.
Yeah, but you're not the accountant.
I'm never gonna be. Never gonna be.
Yeah, because it sucks, right?
It really sucks. You know how that your mom just said everyone should take the little basics. Guess what? No accounting over here ever.
It's just, you know, it's a.
I only have to count to 32, Kobe, for my job.
Yes, you do. You only have to count to 32. I don't count in my job. People are very. It's a misconception that, you know, accountants have to, you know.
Account?
Count shit. We have computer programs that do basically everything for you. You just have to kind of know where to put shit.
Oh.
And know how to do some, you know, what I like to call creative accounting sometimes.
Is that where you cheat on taxes?
No, Heather.
Yes,
you don't
that's
cheat.
Called embezzlement.
You don't
and it's
cheat
the
on stuff.
Thing to do.
That's
you
why you go into accounting
about it. That's totally legal.
Mom, forget we're on a podcast for a second and we're recording everything you say. Have you ever embezzled money?
I haven't. Do you know why?
Why?
Because when I was in college, I was taking accounting, of course.
Mm, yes, obviously.
And my accounting teacher told our entire class, she goes, if you're going to do something like that, embezzle money, steal money, she goes, never do it for less than $1 million. She goes, if you aren't going to get at least $1 million, it's not worth it to get caught. So don't do it for less than $1 million. She told our whole class this.
And you haven't worked for a place that you could pull $1 million out of,
huh? I don't have never worked for a place that has $1 million. So I, you know, never done it.
But if the opportunity were to arise.
If I could embezzle $1 million and not get caught, I probably still wouldn't do it because I would have all this guilt.
And fear.
And fear.
And $1 million.
You know, but you know what? $1 million doesn't go that far anymore.
Really doesn't.
Did you hear about the woman from Wenatchee who embezzled like $7 million from Starbucks?
What?
What?
Yeah. And she got off with like a, like not
a warning.
A warning. Not a warning. But she got off pretty easy because they diagnosed her with OCD. With hoarding is a form of OCD. And she would buy really expensive stuff with the money she embezzled and just do nothing with it. And just it would like stockpile like cat litter would just stockpile in her house and all this stuff. And so they were like, well, this woman's mentally ill, so she can't be held responsible. But that's the reason why Starbucks is so hard on their tech people now, because she was a tech person.
Oh.
That's because of a Wenatchee woman.
So if I wanted to embezzle money or steal money, I should also have some kind of a mental disorder.
Yes,
then
that's
I would
what
get away
we're
with
saying.
It.
Yeah.
Which this day and age, you can create it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I could easily have OCD. I think I do anyway. So
I already know
that's,
I have
that's
OCD.
I know that you have OCD. I'm OCD with some things, but not everything.
Just,
it depends.
Just embezzle a bunch of money, and then when they ask you about it, say that you have either social anxiety or crippling depression.
Oh, I can go with crippling depression.
Exactly.
Yeah, I can.
That
do
one's
that.
Easy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, I can do that.
I like the OCD thing.
Yeah, you can. You do OCD. I'll do crippling depression.
OCD is hard to pull off because it's.
But I already have it.
No. All they have to do is go to her house and watch her clean shit.
Uh huh. They just watch my routine once. They're gonna see the OCD because I'm not even fucking faking.
Heather, how many times do you wash your hands per day?
Do you even want to know how many times I wash my hands a day?
How many times?
And just 1 hour at work is probably 5 to 6 times.
Ooh. Yeah.
Okay. Minimum. Plus,
is that because of your work or is that because of a personal thing?
At home, I have sanitizers in every room, pump sanitizers that I have to sanitize every time I walk by one. And I have to wash my hands every time I touch a cat, a dog, or any of my surrounding furnishings because I don't know what the fuck was on there before.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But I'm still loved, even though I have all these quirky, amazing things.
We love you.
Thank you.
Because you're quirky.
There we go.
Because that's amazing. It makes you an amazing person.
A little cray cray. It's okay. Crazy.
Everybody's a little cray cray.
A little bit. See, I can admit this. I admit it. Everybody has their thing. I like things to be clean and everything in this right place.
You're not crazy. You're interesting.
There we
are. You know what? You like to be everything to be in its place
it
and
really
be organized
does.
Because if your house is organized, then that creates more calmness in
and
yourself.
And that's what I need is calmness.
And it's a fact. It's a fact, actually.
Well, it's why you know? Things have been a little insane lately because it's not
I know.
The way it needs to be right now in my house.
And it's driving you nuts. And I see that in you. That is driving you crazy.
And I can't.
But you're almost there.
I am.
You're
so
almost
close.
There.
So we're at the final stretch there. I could literally see parts of the floor in the craft room now. Because that's where we're fanning out from, is the garage and the craft room.
Yes.
I'm
yes.
Like, oh my God.
It'll be fine. It'll
but
be
yes,
good.
I do definitely have the OCD thing.
Yeah. Megan does a little bit with some stuff.
I know she does.
What? No.
Oh, God, yeah,
yeah
you do.
Yeah, you do.
What do I do?
There's some things that you have to have a certain way.
Yep.
Right?
No?
Yes, there is.
Yes.
What? I don't notice.
Okay, for an example, food.
Okay.
Okay. It has to be exactly right. Perfect. Absolutely perfect. You're not going to eat it otherwise.
All right. I'm a picky eater. It's not OCD.
But you are OCD about some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like what?
Like if stuff's out of place, you'll go out of your way to make sure everything's like if I set up something. I'm trying to remember one time that you did this.
I can't remember one.
But seeing like
I don't do
I'll set stuff up and if it's not exactly right, you'll like have to fix it, or if stuff doesn't match exactly right, you have to like make it match.
Yeah, but OCD is if like imagine my room was clean all the time and everything never moved from its spot ever.
What's wrong with that?
That's OCD.
What is wrong with that?
Nothing's wrong with it, but that's more on the line of
that's
OCD than just, oh, I like to have my volume settings at like variables of 5. Like
that's a
just,
little OCD.
You do that.
That
yeah,
is.
I know.
That's who does that? That's insane sounding.
That's not OCD though.
That's a form of it.
That's just wanting things to be that way.
Do you remember my massive China hutch with the zillions of stuff inside of it?
Yeah.
One of Thor's favorite things to do to me is he, without me being in the room, go up to it and move something like 2 inches to the right or left. And then time how long it takes me to see it.
That's awesome.
It's instant. He says it's instant. As soon as I walk out, he says, I'll be walking by a China hutch. He says, you literally backpedal the first pass by it, look at it, open the China hutch, move it right back to its spot. The worst thing for him, I never say anything to him about. I just do it. I don't let him know it bothered me. Nothing. I just move it back.
So he doesn't see you do it?
Oh, he sees me do it.
Oh, okay.
And he doesn't say much about it. He just is like, he's frustrated because I don't let it bother me. I just finish it.
Just fix it.
Just fix it.
Did you guys hear that?
What?
There's like a bird.
No.
Didn't hear that bird chirp?
No.
Am I going crazy?
Maybe.
I heard, swear to God, I heard this little tweet.
I know.
Patron, are you tweeting?
Patron.
Did you tweet?
He could be farting.
Did you squawk?
Patron's just farting.
He has some gnarly gas. I don't know what's happened since the fall, but we're very gassy.
Oh, Patron.
Do you need your face itched?
So since it's December,
he burped. Ew.
Oh, he burped. Doggy burp.
He's
at least he didn't go in and get any Kitty Roca today.
That we know of.
That he's now burping into your face. Oh God. Okay.
Oh,
since
before we go on to that, can we just tell everybody about the Goofy costume?
Oh yeah.
I got it. So Kobe and I do advent calendars, like we already discussed, and today I got a Goofy costume for Patron. It is amazing. It looks like he's effing walking.
So.
And doing
so
jazz hands.
Cute.
Did we take any pictures of him?
I did. It's
okay.
Not a super great picture, but I'll post it.
Okay.
Can someone make a note of that?
On it.
Okay. Because I won't remember. And since it's December, you know, advent calendar time and all that kind of stuff. Today, we have some super special Christmas trivia that Megan's going to read to us.
Yay, trivia!
From like a card game or something that I bought, and I have not looked at them. They were still sealed in the package. And Megan's going to read us some Christmas trivia. I don't know how we're going to do.
Fuck,
with
we are.
This.
We're awesome at Christmas. As long as it's not a lot of religious stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I'm from Linden. I know it all.
Uh-huh. Okay, Megan, are you ready?
Jacoby.
Oh, is this directed at me?
Oh!
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Choose a number between 1 and 4.
1.
Okay. This categories, Christmas carols.
Okay.
Whoa.
Okay, so there's four categories and they're the same on every card.
Okay.
One is Christmas carols, two is holiday tradition, three is Christmas entertainment, and four is the North Pole.
Ooh. Okay.
Oh my goodness.
Right. Okay.
In the Christmas song, The Holly and the Ivy, which one bears the crown?
Don't look at me. I never heard of that one.
The Holly?
You were correct.
Oh,
just
because
you had a 50-50 shot.
I had a 50-50
shot. Good
job,
Cody.
Thank you.
Heather.
Yes.
One through four.
So one is Christmas carols. Two is the Christmas traditions, right?
Mm-hmm.
Three is
entertainment.
Entertainment. And then four is North Pole.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go with North Pole for 100. Crap. She's covering her face. It's not, I changed my answer.
No. Heather, you're going to hate it. You might want to plug your ears.
Oh, God. Okay, go ahead.
Is reindeer meat edible?
Oh, no. You didn't. You did not.
I know reindeer is caribou. And the caribou are eaten.
Oh my goodness.
Yes or no?
Yeah, it's yes, but not. But it's a big fat no of me eating them.
You are correct.
I know. God damn it.
Oh man.
All right, Mom. 1-4.
That is a really shitty North Pole.
That was a shitty.
I thought it'd be like elves.
Like that was a really bad North Pole question, right?
For me especially.
Fuck.
I read the question. I was like, man, I hope Heather doesn't choose this one. And you were like, North Pole.
Why? Because I thought it'd be like Santa and elves and. I don't know. No.
I'm going to go with number three.
What film stars Hugh Grant, Liam Neeson, Colin Firth, Laura Linney, Emma Thompson, Alan Rickman, and Bill Nye?
That's a lot of...
Not Bill Nye the Science Guy. Bill
Neil?
I don't know.
That's a lot of celebrities.
It's a really famous movie.
Really?
Yes. You would know it if I said it.
You know, I'm thinking it's the one I don't watch very often. To start with...
It's like a Christmas movie, right?
No.
Okay, then it's not the one I was thinking.
Yeah, it's a Christmas movie.
It's not the one I was thinking, Wonderful Life, but it's not.
It's not.
No, that's old.
Wow, that's what I was thinking. I haven't seen this one.
Gosh. I don't know. It's the 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
No. It is Love Actually.
I've never seen that
movie. I've never even heard of that movie.
That's a Christmas movie?
Apparently.
It's probably a Hallmark one.
It's not a Hallmark movie. It's a really famous
I've heard of it, but I've never watched it.
What's
that horror movie about Santa?
Krampus?
Yeah, Krampus.
Krampus,
yeah.
What's the new one coming out? Black Christmas?
Oh, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Ooh,
Black Christmas.
Black
That's
Christmas.
A racist title.
A little bit. Well,
yeah, just because it's black, it's bad.
No, black means like dark.
Yeah.
Like the darkness.
Yeah.
But we could call White Christmas racist as well.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah, it is also racist. But no one cares about white people.
They really don't.
No.
No one cares about our rights.
Well, a lot of
or if we're being racist against.
A lot of white people are really awful. So in comparison to all the other races.
I think every race has their bad and their good.
Everybody is the same. It doesn't matter.
It's just skin color. Mm-hmm. Some people are born with that awesome natural tan and others are pasty fucking white like me. I don't get why this is superior. It's not superior there.
No,
I think the others are superior.
I spend a lot of time in the sun trying to get darker.
I spend zero time in the sun and still hope I get darker.
Oh.
Yeah, it doesn't work. Okay.
Heather, 1-4.
Well, definitely not fucking four. Let's go with two, please.
What settlers introduced gingerbread houses to North America in the 1700s? English, Dutch, or German?
Oh, I know what I would say. So,
gingerbread house.
I know, I'm thinking.
Ginger.
Dutch.
That is incorrect.
Damn it. It's not English, is it?
It's German.
It is German. Why was I thinking there were more donuts?
German?
I don't know.
They have
I always think of that apple fritter as being German.
Oh, see, with Germany, I always like correlate that with beer for some reason.
Well, because they are because of Leavenworth.
Yeah, I guess so, right? It's beer. Plus, I know that in Germany, like in big companies, you actually can drink beer at work. They have like a cart that you go that goes around and you can buy beer off of it.
So in Spain, can you drink wine?
Probably.
In France, drink wine?
Probably. And the legal drinking age for beer in Germany is 16.
What?
Yeah.
The legal age of consent in Japan is 11.
What do you mean?
No, Nigeria is 11.
I was going
to What do you mean consent? Like meaning the consent for what? To get married?
Yeah. In Japan, it's actually like 12 or 13.
What?
Yeah.
What? Mm-hmm. Could you imagine having a bitch right now? You could have your own guy married to you.
Dang. I could. In Washington, I could legally be married by now.
Well, no. If your parents.
16 is the age of consent.
If your parents.
Not without a parent's
Your parents have to sign off on you.
Sorry. Not
there's
doing
also
that.
The four-year rule.
What's the four-year rule?
That if you're under the age of consent, it's still legal if both of the people are within like 4 years of age of each other.
No, you have to be 18 or you have to have my permission.
Look it up, Heather. The 4 years rule. I know that's a thing.
That's not a thing.
That's a thing.
It's not a thing.
What am I looking up exactly? 4 years rule for underage marrying?
4 years rule. It's not marriage. It's just having sex. But
it's
rule.
Illegal.
I thought you said marriage.
No, consent.
Oh, you
consent
just have to be 16.
Sex?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can be 16 for that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then there's the 4 years rule, where as long as you're in with 4 years of each other.
So, like,
it's
if you're 16 and you are dating a 21 year old, that your parents cannot crush that 21 year old? Mm. I mean, not 16. If they're 20, they're still over 18. So, Kobe cannot go after that 20 year old?
Yeah, it's legal.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
I thought if they were over 18 that they could get. Like for
you
rape.
Used to be able to. For
what is
statutory?
That? Statutory? Statutory? Yeah, statutory rape.
Yeah.
But if the age of consent was 18, then yeah, but it's 16 here.
In Washington, it's 16?
Mm-hmm.
Got some weird ass rules in Washington.
Yeah, we do.
Who's next?
All right.
Mom, 1 through 4.
I'll try 4 again.
I've been very unlucky.
In 1997, a Gallup poll found what percentage of Americans consider Christmas more stressful than enjoyable? 9%, 29%, or 49%?
49%.
I'm sorry, I'm just looking at the microphone on here. My voice did not peak at all during that entire thing.
That's okay. Whoop. I think it's still fine.
What did you guess?
I said 49%.
It is 29%.
Oh, I thought it would be more.
It used to be so stressful.
I know. I thought when we were younger. All people do is just stress out about Christmas.
Oh, wait, no. You know why it's only 29%?
Why?
Because it's just the women and the moms that stress about it.
Oh,
it's not
yeah,
the children
yeah.
And it's not the men.
Gotcha.
And it's not the elderly either because... Or
they
you like,
don't give a shit anymore.
No, it's the younger moms
okay.
And women.
Gotcha.
So that's 30% of that population. Got it.
I think you're correct.
Mm.
I'm just gonna say this one because I thought it was cool.
Okay.
The first U.S. state to recognize Christmas as an official holiday was Alabama.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
I would have thought it was one of the Eastern Coast ones, like the first settler places.
No idea. I don't know when Christmas became an official holiday.
It was a holiday before the Pilgrims even came over here.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas has been around for a long time.
Yeah, but it wasn't like, I think it was more like very like Jesus.
Jesus
you know?
Wasn't actually born in December though.
No.
No.
Which is weird that that's when we celebrate his birthday though.
They celebrate the birth of Christ on the 24th.
But
Christmas
he wasn't
Eve.
Even born in December.
He was born in like January, November.
It's like not even
nobody even knows
near
exactly
like Christmas time.
Then why does everyone say it is?
I don't know. I have no idea. I think it's the Catholics. I'm gonna blame it on the Catholics.
Damn Catholics!
But if you're a Catholic and listening to us, we love you.
Yeah. Give us 5 stars.
Yeah, give us 5 stars.
Heather.
Yes, me.
1 through 4.
I haven't done 3 yet.
Who sings Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas and Meet Me in St. Louis?
Oh, God. Fuck. Who are they? Oh, my God. I haven't said anything.
Who knows the answer to that question? Jeez.
I have no idea.
Wait, who are the main singers?
I don't know. Like, is it like Bing Crosby or somebody
like
that?
Yeah, Bing Crosby.
Bing Crosby?
I don't
know. He's a big time Christmas singer.
Oh, that dude. I mix him up with Bill Cosby all the time.
Oh. It's not Bill Cosby.
Bing Crosby.
You know the last name because it's of someone who was here today.
What?
Papa?
Yeah.
Papa Smurf?
Papa Roach!
No.
Papa Roach!
No, the last name of this person is also the name of a place that Papa visited.
Elvis Presley.
Memphis?
No.
Well, Manson. Elvis Presley, he went to Graceland.
Judy Garland.
Oh.
Right?
What?
Is that the name of the place? Garland?
No, he went to Branson.
I was going to say Judy.
What was the name? Gerland?
What?
What was the name with the Elvis thing? It started with a G.
It's called Graceland?
Yeah, that.
I already said Graceland.
Garland. I don't know.
Garland or Graceland?
Okay. All right, Mom.
Let's go with number two.
When was Christmas first celebrated? 4th century B.C. or 4th century A.D.?
I don't know.
A.D.
Yeah.
I was going to say it should be after Christ was born.
Yeah. B.C. stands for before Christ.
Actually, it does not stand for before Christ.
What does it stand for then? Because that's how I thought it.
Google it because that's not what it is.
Oh, my gosh.
B.C.E. stands for before Common Era. But B.C. stands for before Christ because they had to change it because a bunch of people were mad that it was based on religion. So they changed it to before Common Era. But it used to be before Christ.
What about A.D.?
A.D., I'm guessing, is after something. I don't know.
Everybody thinks
A.D. does not mean after death, right, as many people suppose. B.C. stands for the English phrase before Christ. But A.D. stands confusingly for the Latin phrase of in the year of the Lord. Okay.
It's a Latin term. It doesn't mean after death. It's something else.
It means...
Yeah, in the year of our Lord is what AD means, and BC means before Christ. Jesus was born.
Yeah.
Hmm. Do you want to see it?
No, I don't need to see it. I'm good.
Okay. That's weird on the AC. I thought that was after... AC means after Christ, but it doesn't even say that on here, but whatever.
AC? ACDC?
Like after Christ and before Christ. I mean, kind of.
Okay.
I have very distinct memories of watching a SpongeBob episode with my brother. And I didn't know if you guys have said his name before in here, so I'm trying. A brother of mine. And
brother of mine.
You mean Chance?
Yeah, Chance.
Oh, okay.
And we were watching SpongeBob together, and I was pretty little. And I saw this thing that said AC on it. And I went, that means air conditioning. And he looks over at me and he goes, good job. And I don't know why. That's such a distinct memory I have.
Really? Because like, you went, that means air conditioning.
Yeah. And he was like, that's very good, Megan.
Aww.
That's a good memory.
Oh.
It does stand for air conditioning.
It helps me block out all the other memories of him putting me in a half Nelson.
Did he put you in half Nelson?
Yes, all the time.
Yeah, but on the same, you know, the other side of the coin, you used to slap him on the back as hard as possible.
Because he asked me to.
But still, you were slapping him on the back.
Okay. But if he wasn't like, hey, slap me on the back as hard as you can, I wouldn't have done it.
She has a point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, Heather.
Okay. I only did good on the number four. I've lost every other one but the stupid meat eating of the reindeer question.
You want to do it?
Yeah, I'll do four again.
In the wild, what is reindeer's favorite meal?
Oh, don't they eat
They eat candy canes?
No.
No.
No. They can't probably eat grass because there's snow in the North
Maybe
Pole.
Maybe
they're not going to get it.
The nuts
are... What? No, I'm going to get it.
They like...
They eat wolves.
They eat bugs. They eat bugs and hay.
Where's they getting the hay from, Kobe?
Lichen.
What's that?
Lichen.
Okay.
I suck at Christmas trivia, lichen. And I thought I was
this
really
Christmas
good at Christmas.
This Christmas trivia is really hard.
Okay, I have no Christmas cheer.
Let's try number one again.
God.
What else did Mommy do to Santa Claus in I Saw Mommy's Kissing Santa Claus?
Oh, she tickled his beard or something like that, right?
That's correct.
Oh, yay!
So we've gotten three right out of that huge pile. That's it. Megan, just pick
one.
We're
doing awesome.
Just pick what you think I might have a chance of getting.
What actress was born on Christmas Day, 1949, and won an Academy Award for The Coal Miner's Daughter?
Oh, it's that blonde.
That means nothing to me. Megan, for future questions, I don't do good with actresses. Or actors, for that matter.
I know, that's why I chose it.
Ah! Next!
Oh, man.
All right, here's one.
Okay.
True or false?
Oh, okay, okay. I got a 50-50 chance.
Outdoor Christmas lights are banned in Saudi Arabia.
I'll say true.
That's true.
What was the answer to the other question?
Sissy
Spacek.
Spacek, yeah.
Yeah, there's no way in hell that was coming out of my mouth. I really don't remember names of actors and actresses very well unless I see many movies with them.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, three.
What did the elves use to cut the prison bars in the Santa Claus?
Oh! Oh, I know this one! I know it!
I only saw that movie like once.
Something you put on a Christmas tree?
Tinsel!
Yep.
Tinsel!
Yep.
I was gonna say...
God damn it, I finally knew one!
I was gonna say dental floss.
That probably would have done it.
Okay.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Mm-mm.
Pay attention.
Oh my God. Megan's doing sign language at us and we don't know what she's saying.
It means like kiss up.
Oh, shut up. Read your fucking question.
Ooh.
If you want to know the exact translation, it's brown nosing.
Oh.
Because it's brown. Yeah. Okay.
I'm so doing this to a few people at work. No. And they're just not even know. What
straight
do I do?
Straight like this. And then cross. Yeah. Brown nosing.
What if I do it like this really fast?
That's probably that just itching your nose.
That looks weird.
Yeah. All right, Heather.
Okay. Well, I don't think I want you picking for me again now.
Oh, you'll know one of these.
Well, tell me that one.
What 1994 movie gave us the tagline, "This Christmas, the snow hits the fan"?
What the hell? I like happy Christmas movies.
The snow hits the fan?
Mm-hmm.
What year was it?
It's way before I was born.
1994.
Oh, 94? Oh, fuck.
Did I say 49?
You did. Oh, I thought you said a 40-something.
94.
94?
You know this one.
It's not Home Alone?
Nope.
Fuck.
94. It's not like Die Hard or something, is it?
It's a Christmas movie.
That's a Christmas movie.
It's about Santa.
The Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
Yep.
Oh, there. See? There. Look.
Yeah, but I said it a half second after you. Look how he has to balance to be able to scratch his face.
Oh, you read one you think that we might know, Megan.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's like, they aren't going to know any of this
shit. Okay. Oh, true or false?
Okay, we're both answering now.
Okay.
True or false, there's a musical version of the film Elf.
True.
Mm-hmm.
That is correct. You know how I know that's true?
I've seen it advertised.
Yeah.
Where can we see this thing?
It's coming to Seattle. When? Yeah, it's going to be in Seattle. Or it was in Seattle last year.
Sydney did it a few years ago.
Really?
Yeah, she was the mom that the elf stays with while he's in New York.
Oh.
Yeah. Are any of you guys good at spelling?
Maybe.
It depends on the word.
How do you spell poinsettia?
Kobe. Fine.
P.
Okay.
O.
Okay.
I.
Uh
huh. N.
Mm-hmm.
S.
Mm-hmm.
E.
Mm-hmm.
T.
Mm-hmm.
T.
Mm-hmm.
I.
Mm-hmm.
A.
Done.
Boom. Poinsettia.
Poinsettia.
It's poinsettia. Pronounced poinsettia.
I was gonna do poinsettia.
I was like, poinsettia.
I kind of like that way to say that.
Poinsettia.
Those are toxic for animals, by the way.
Are they?
Yep. Don't bring one in your house.
I know that. Not know that.
I have a list of toxic plants. That's why I only have cactus in my house. And they're in a separate room.
That's why I have no plants in my house.
No plants.
That's why I have fake plants in my house.
I don't even have fake plants.
Okay, go ahead.
Approximately How many candy canes are made every Christmas season? 176 million or 1.76 billion?
Billion.
Billion.
Yep.
Guess how many of those billions are actually eaten versus thrown away?
Used to decorate like a gingerbread house.
My gingerbread house fucking rocks still.
Where's it at?
In the craft room.
Okay.
On a shelf.
Okay.
And it just comes out sporadically.
Mine doesn't light up anymore. I'm really sad.
I think mine still will because I really hardly lit it.
I'm going to change
the
batteries.
You could just, change the batteries and you'll be fine.
Works. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Last one, Megan. Make it a good one.
Which carol includes the lyrics, "Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by"?
Silent Night?
Yeah.
Nope. No. There's three words in that song total, Mom. How did you guess Silent Night?
You said silent, didn't you?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the word silent came in there. Is it Up on the Housetop?
No.
Is it All I Want for Christmas?
Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen?
No, but you're getting closer.
Is it The Drummer Boy?
No.
Frosty?
I thought you were going to say
what?
Frosty?
No.
Reindeer.
Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. That does sound a lot like God Rest You Merry Gentlemen.
I think we failed.
I'm trying to think of a Christmas song.
Oh, it's Jingle Bells.
No.
Oh. Sleigh Ride?
No.
I really do like that song that you're singing.
It's biblical. It's a biblical song.
Yeah, but I don't know the name of it.
No.
But I can play it. You want me to play it?
Oh, Come All Ye Faithful?
No.
No, it's not that.
It's about Jesus.
Oh.
Jesus Loves Me?
No. It's got something to do with Jesus in the name.
Is it in the name? Oh, it's not going to be in my playlist.
You're humming, "Oh, Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen."
I know,
and you just told me that wasn't it.
It's not, but.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
No.
Did I already say, "Oh, Come All Ye Faithful"?
No, but that's not it.
Oh, fuck. No. Gosh, I think I'm out. I can't think of another one. Silver Bells?
Not even close.
We're done with that one.
I can't get it.
All right. Oh, Little Town of Bethlehem.
Oh. Damn, we should have known that.
But we didn't.
Damn. All right, one more, because that sucked, because we didn't get it. We have to do one more. Now you're going to be singing that song the rest of the night.
There's a band that does a really good cover of that song, actually.
Oh, really?
I wouldn't mind listening to it just on my way to school or something.
Well, there you go.
I got two ending ones.
Okay. Let's do it.
What are Christmas trees called in China among those who celebrate the holiday?
Yule tree?
No.
What is it again? What, say the question.
What are Christmas trees called in China among those who celebrate the holiday?
Weeds?
No, I don't think so.
A holy tree, holy branch.
No, what do you do to a tree?
You decorate it.
What do you put on the tree?
Decorations.
Other than that.
Ornaments. A star.
Glitter.
Lights.
Tinsel. Lights.
It's a lidded tree.
You're close.
It's a light tree. It's a
even closer.
Sparkly tree.
Lighted tree. Lightning
the
tree.
Lightning.
Light up tree.
You're getting closer.
Light, it's not lightning tree.
The correct answer is trees of light.
Oh, that was basically what we said.
It's the wording. It's all in the wording.
So basically,
I like lightning tree,
you know,
way
what,
better.
Megan,
you can't be like mosh.
Tree of light is probably their direct translation, because every other language but English is like that. Like if you say, we say the sky is blue, every other language says blue is the sky. That's basically what it is. So we did our English phrase.
So does like sign language, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we just did the English phrase of that.
That's like saying like, oh, what is this holiday that you celebrate the that people think is a burst of Christ or whatever, and you're like, mass Christ, and it's like, oh, whoops, I mixed around the words. Like, no, it's trees of light.
Honey, we're just dumb Americans, all right? That's how we say shit.
That's how we're that's how we're learned in this country.
That's how we're learned.
Oh. Did you guys hear about Papa John's?
Yes.
This is going to sound off topic.
Wait, Papa John's is gone from Wenatchee.
Yeah, because the guy that owns it, the guy that owns it went crazy.
Why you go crazy?
He said a bunch of like racist stuff, and so they fired him, and then he went on an interview and said the day of reckoning will come and like freaked everybody out.
Yeah.
What was this?
The guy
recently.
Like within the last few weeks, I think, right?
The interview happened like a couple days ago.
So yeah, he went woohoo cuckoo and like
And then closed his little Papa John's.
And they
store.
Fired him, and so now Papa John's is like
no more.
Not doing very well.
Yep. I didn't think it. I thought it was closed permanently.
I never liked their pizza anyway. Sorry.
It was okay.
Thor loved it.
I don't like it.
But we never ate it from Wenatchee.
Mm. Okay, last one.
This one's going to be easy.
Okay, perfect.
You always say that.
Can wild turkeys fly?
No.
No.
The answer is yes.
What? Oh, no. They're too heavy.
That's domestic turkeys.
Now, the turkeys made for like Thanksgiving and stuff are bred to be fat.
We happen to have run across some wild turkeys. Do you remember, Megan?
No.
Were they flying?
Don't you remember when we were camping that one time by that lake? Remember we walked around the whole lake that one night?
No.
And you don't remember?
No.
And we went for a walk. Our dad was like, let's go hike up this hill over here. And so we went hiking up the hill and we happened to run into wild turkeys. While we were hiking.
Were they flying?
No, they weren't flying. They were way too big. There's no way that thing could get off the ground.
If you got wings big enough,
anything's possible. You don't remember when we walked around the lake and our shoes got all wet?
No.
You were wearing like your pajamas?
No.
There was a path that went all the way around. And when we were almost done, we saw that bald eagle that flew right over us.
When was this?
This was like, I don't know.
Was Megan like three?
3 or 4 years ago. Oh. No.
It was not too long ago.
I'll show you.
What were we doing?
We had like a KOA buy one, get one free night. No.
Was it just you guys?
Huh? No, she was there. I remember.
No, I'm saying, was it just you two?
Yeah. No, Jeff was there. I'll pull up a picture and then you'll remember.
That'll be what it is. We need one answer correctly.
Okay. Ask us another question.
Otherwise, I'm going to come up with a trivia question for you.
Okay. What?
Well, yeah, Christmas one. What helps Santa at the North Pole?
Elves.
Oh, ding, ding.
Winner! We're winners!
Doesn't it feel nice to get one right?
You guys should get this one, and if you don't, we're going to have to watch this movie again.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
In the animated classic Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, who is Rudolph's girlfriend?
Clarice!
Yeah.
Yay! Good job, Heather!
I think that's my first one other than a damn reindeer meat.
Can you eat reindeer meat? It's like the worst question to ask Heather ever.
I was so excited when you picked that.
Oh, my God. All right. That's it for our Christmas trivia. Maybe in a couple, right before Christmas, maybe we'll do some more trivia because it's kind of fun.
It is really fun.
You know, if anybody has your own trivia questions, you can email them to us at jethersrandomstuff@yahoo.com.
That'd be awesome.
Or you can go onto our website and drop us a line at jethersrandomstuff.com. And you can go to iTunes and give us 5 stars.
Yeah, please do that.
That would be your Christmas present from you to us.
Next week, we're going to try to come up with a fucked up story relating to Christmas.
Yes. Fucked up news.
Maybe Santa
Christmas
dies.
Style. That's, Megan, you just went morbid.
That's pretty morbid.
Like. Well, there's been stories of like the mall Santas who they just like pick off random guys from the street. They go crazy and like, I don't know.
Like the mall Santas pick random guys off the street or they are picking random guys off the street to be Santa.
Exactly. Yeah. They pick up random guys to be Santa and it turns out it's a meth head addict. That's what you get when you pick up a random homeless
Hasn't
dude.
Anybody seen Bad Santa to know not to do that?
I've never watched that.
It's hilarious,
mall
by the way.
Mall Santas get paid like a piece of gum an hour, so I don't know.
No. We pay our Santa a lot, actually.
You're pibus, though.
Yeah, we pay our Santa a lot.
We've never, Thor and I have never been paid.
You just do it out of the goodness of your hearts. That's what it is.
We do. And now this year, we're not even ramping up.
You know what? You might just have to get dressed up just for like me or something.
We could do that.
You know?
We do have the suits.
Yeah. So we might have to have our own like.
Well, we were thinking about doing it to get pictures with the animals.
Well, that would be fun. That'd be good.
Because they don't seem to freak out as bad when it's Thor.
Yeah.
Santa. They still freak out some, but not as much.
All right,
guys. Have a good first week of your Christmas holiday.
Let us know what you're shopping for.